Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition, hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch with Tomorrow's News Tonight. Right here, I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and streaming also on the satellite live online. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country. Now, to the EMTs, to the firefighters, the police, hospital, ER workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a big special shout out goes to our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the frozen northern tundra of the United States, plus our Aramco oil workers also listening to us over in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, let's start this hour with a pledge, and then we'll move on. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we always emphasize the two words, under God, because our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Donald Trump is coming to Florida on Sunday. He will be the Grand Marshal for the Daytona 500. He'll be not only in the little parade they have around the track, but he'll also be doing the gentlemen start your engine stuff. And this is a political ad that you will hear Sunday during the Daytona 500.
America is great, better than ever. Under President Trump's leadership, we are racing to new heights. Millions of new jobs, rising wages, record low unemployment, securing our border, protecting our country, and respecting our veterans. Most of all, we are proud to be Americans, proud of our country, our families, and our flag. God bless America. And the best is yet to come.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Wow. Double wow. Heck of an ad. Plus, when you see it on television, because that's the audio from the TV ad, when you see it on television, it'll really be something to see. There you go. Now, again, we have so much going on today, and we're going to do something a little different, start doing something different during hour number two of the program during the weekend. What we're going to do is we're going to play you the latest of the Edwards notebooks, because Ron is no longer on the weekend anymore, but we are going to definitely play his Edwards notebooks. So let's get going here with it.
We all know that the IRS will come after Americans delinquent on paying their taxes, but I think it's high time that the favor is returned against the IRS. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. According to an audit by the Treasury Inspector General or Tax Administration, illegal border crossers in 2011 received $4.2 billion in tax credits. It confirms that individuals not authorized to work in our republic have, and according to many sources, in more recent years received billions and billions of dollars more in refundable tax credits. This is rather disturbing considering that illegal border crossers cannot legitimately get Social Security numbers. However, thanks to Democrats, they can file taxes with an individual taxpayer identification number. They are not supposed to get the earned income tax credits, but foolishly, the government allows them to receive the additional child tax credit. Also, illegal border crossers can claim back tax credit if they are covered by the president's amnesty deal. The time has come for the government to abolish incentives for illegals and stop allowing illegals to drop anchor babies and collect tax credits they do not deserve. And maybe the Internal Revenue Service should receive a major audit and shake up. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, again, Ron Edwards is on Tuesdays and Thursdays now. You'll hear him Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's something that is going to work out much better for him because he's got such all kinds of things going on there in the world that he lives in, just like me. And like I said, as of today, and by the way, next week is going to be busy, too, because Tuesday night we have the Tampa Trump Club at Mugs over at ICOT, the ICOT Center off Ormerton. We'll be there from 6 to 9 o'clock on Tuesday. And then Thursday night, we've got another great event over at the River Church in Bradenton. And that is going to be Army First Lieutenant Clint Lorenz, who was just pardoned by the president for things that happened to him that he shouldn't have even been in charge and been in trouble for, number one, in my opinion. And he'll be there at the Club 45 meeting at the River Church from 6 to 9 o'clock on Thursday night. So two great events going on next week for those of you that want to come out and be informed. And all I can tell you is that I can't wait to see the folks that we get there. We have big crowds we draw at both the Tuesday night event and the Thursday night event. So there you go. All right, little Low Rider going to take us to break right now. And we will be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And caller, hold the line. You'll be the first one up when I come back here. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition, and I got lots more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get to that.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering with nagging pain, you just can't seem to get rid of it, then I got an idea for you. It's worked for me, and maybe it will work for you, too. If you got back pain, I've had my spine fused because of the fact I broke my back twice, and the second time I didn't have much choice in it if I wanted to walk again, if you know what I mean. And I've also had an ankle replacement surgery, and that's can be very painful depending on how much I walk and what I do to myself to aggravate it. But anyway, I found Relief Factor after taking for a good 10 or 12 years Mobic and Flexeril, which has its own side effects. And I did away with the Mobic, I did away with the Flexeril, and within about two and a half weeks since I started taking the Relief Factor, away I went, and it worked. 3 years and 10 months later, it's still working. So I wholeheartedly endorse and suggest and recommend, based on my past experience, that you give it a shot by going to relieffactor.com/captain, the website relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see a little tutorial there. It'll tell you what's in it. It's all natural. There's nothing in there. It's narcotic. And give it a shot. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. And if it works for you, I will have told you something that will save you a lot of grief. Everybody has pain, but we also know that you can get out of it. And sometimes stuff like that works. All right, to the telephone lines we go. We've got the one, the only, the infamous Picasso. What are you doing?
That's a great introduction. I don't know about all that.
I just threw a bunch of titles in there.
That's great. That's great. Well, I wanted to make a comment about Ron's dissertation there about the tax ID number.
Uh-huh.
And those tax ID numbers are digitally set exactly like a Social Security number. So there are three numbers, a dash, two numbers, a dash, and then four numbers like your Social Security number. which allows an illegal alien to get a tax ID number and then present it to an employer.
You know, I just thought of something. Are you telling me that's the way a business is set up too?
No. Okay. No, those are called personal tax ID numbers. Anybody whatsoever can, you can apply for one, a citizen or a non-citizen, and that way the government gets their tax on you. But that's just a little inside job the government's pulling on us with the illegal aliens, which is just something I thought I'd comment about. I want to give you a little Trump, because Trump is in Mar-a-Lago tonight. The Attorney General made a comment that his job is made much more difficult if Trump tweets about active cases.
Right, and that's true. That's why they tell you, they tell the attorneys. Even Sidney Powell, when she was there a couple nights ago at the River Church, she said, well, there's several things I can't mention or talk about, but I can talk about generality.
Sure, sure. Well, you must have had an effect on there. She had a lot of things good happen with the Flynn case. In the last 24 hours, Barr signed.
Can I tell you something?
Attorney.
We knew that was coming. She told us.
Yes, she thought it was coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's they're going to look into that. But then just a second comment. You know, he is the attorney for indirectly for the. He works for the president. The mm-hmm. attorney general does, and yes, he can legally make any comment he wants. But it's best if you are prudent, as George Bush would say, prudent. If you do that discreetly and not publicly. And so far, Trump has said that he hasn't made any comments directly to Barr. He tweeted that out. And Mitch McConnell, just as a final point, Mitch McConnell, who doesn't say much at all, came on with an interview. And they popped that in front of him. The first thing he would say, and he repeated it four times, is that mm-hmm. The president made a really good choice in mm-hmm. Picking the Attorney General Barr, and that he should listen to him. Mm-hmm. He kept asking him, and he kept repeating that.
Now, let me ask
Trump told him down on Twitter.
Let me ask you a question, and then I'll let you go, because you asked me about Joe Biden in South Carolina. And the numbers are changed in the polls right now. The numbers have changed. Do you know who's leading in the polls, for example, in Florida right now for the Democrats?
No, I hadn't heard.
Michael Bloomberg by 1.5 points.
Oh, I just
he went ahead. He went ahead of Biden. The same thing has happened in other states. Biden is losing, but dropping ground in Nevada big time. By the way, the guy over there that could come up and beat him is Tom Steyer, his neighbor from California, the billionaire.
Oh, is he still in it?
He is.
He's still in it. Well, as I ride down the Trump train and look out the window, I just am getting a big thrill out of watching them all eat each other up on the other side.
And in South Carolina.
I get a big mm-hmm. kick out of it.
And in South Carolina.
Lindsey, I mentioned to you, Lindsey Graham, who you said is not up to date, could be. He thought Joe Biden. He made a statement. Joe Biden. I couldn't tell you who's gonna get the nomination now, but yeah, Bloomberg thinks he's gonna buy it, huh?
I suppose, but if you look at what was going on this week, Bloomberg has been kind of taking the high ground in a lot of different stuff. He hasn't been getting down in the dumps, but then again, he hasn't been in the debate. So there you go. Now, I will also tell you that all the candidates that are out there so far, nobody other than Bernie beats Donald Trump. Nobody other than Bernie. But that's not defendable or reliable either.
I can't imagine him winning a national election with his socialist agenda against the Trumpster.
All right, I got to go I got a call here.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for taking.
All right, thank you. That's Picasso. Now let's see. Dan the Man, is that you?
That's me.
What's up?
We're talking about Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Somebody that I respect a lot is Newt Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
Gingrich refers to Bloomberg as scary.
He is scary.
He has spent $300 million on TV ads so far.
And he's going to spend a lot more.
And he has 2,100 paid staffers in the field right now.
And they're being paid more than the other staffers of any other campaign. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is really scary. So I would, with him, all bets are off, kind of, at least for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he's like the rich kid, you know. He doesn't play well with others. but his parents can go out there and buy him the trophy, can buy him the baseball field. And I think that's what you're seeing here.
He's got $55 billion to play with.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's like a Russian oligarch.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what he is. That's the way he's behaving. He's injected himself into this, and he can buy anybody or anything he wants.
And to all of my union brothers and sisters that are listening to me and all the people that work in the school districts that are not necessarily union, but they've all got these beautiful insurance plans and this, that, and the other, you listen to me right now. If Bloomberg gets elected, you won't have that plan.
Oh, I think if Warren got there, or
he's another one.
Sanders.
That's
those,
right.
Those Cadillac plans are gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who have decent insurance are going to be the people, elected officials in Congress.
Right.
And that's about it.
Right, because they have their own separate plan that's separate from everybody.
Yeah, and when they passed Obamacare, they originally agreed that they would get rid of that and go to Obamacare. Well, that never happened. You know, these people aren't going to suffer a bit. They're not taking second. They're not taking the back seat to anybody.
Now, you're at a college. You're up there at a college university. What are you hearing from the students? Is there any sanity left up there?
No. And it's like that all over. I mean, right now, I would say about 60% of my students are big Sanders people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I've kind of got into some debates with these people. They go, you got a lot of room talking. You know, you're a baby boomer. When you went through college, you didn't leave college with debt.
No.
You didn't have to take out any loans. Now, we have to pay for your burden. And at least on a college campus, you see a lot of anti-baby boomerism right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they view us as having it easy, but we're the major complainers. You know, we never had it as bad as they did.
We had it worse.
In a way, I can... Yeah. So, anyway... that's kind of where it's at. They follow so they think they know what socialism is, but they don't.
No.
So, you know, they've got a lot of very liberal, professors who've never had real jobs in their whole life,
mm-hmm.
especially the new professors in their 20s, some in their early 30s. They don't really. This is just a big fantasy,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of teach fantasy thinking,
mm-hmm.
and you see it all the time.
Mm.
And it's discouraging. It is real, and it's scary too.
Well,
I can't see the attraction to Bernie Sanders.
He's like the grandfather type. I guess that's the only way I can describe it. All right. Well, here
my
comes.
My grandfather was nothing like that.
All right,
okay,
mine either.
Talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Dan. Dan, the man, and I appreciate that. But Dan knows he's at a major university in the Midwest, and when he tells you that it's scary, and the people that are there are all leaning in one way or another, and he said they're all Bernie supporters and this, that, and the other. It tells you all you need to know. The only thing I can tell you is that they don't all come out to vote. That's the one thing. Now, we'll see if that changes this time around. All right, be right back with your first military and veterans news report.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump responded to Attorney General William Barr's comments that the president's tweets about the Justice Department cases make it tough to do his job.
I cannot do my job here at the department with
a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Barr also said he won't be bullied by anyone, whether that someone be Congress, editorial boards, or the president. The president's response, written on Twitter, indicates that he is not deterred by Barr's comments. The remarks come just as he and the Justice Department are under intense scrutiny for nixing a sentencing recommendation by prosecutors who said former Trump advisor Roger Stone should serve between 7 and 9 years in prison. All four prosecutors on the case have resigned. The president had expressed his displeasure with the initial Stone recommendation, which he declared a miscarriage of justice. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call and take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now again, they have two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, and then they have the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Pinellas County area, right across the bay from Tampa. Now, the campuses differ in terms of one thing, and that is that up there in Massachusetts, in Concord, it is a daytime-only school up there, so you would have to go during the daytime, and if you had a job, it would have to be in the evening, a part-time job, which is students like to work if they can.
and do things to make a little extra money. But down here in Clearwater, it is a morning, a daytime and an evening class that they have down here. They have both daytime and evening. So keep that in mind. Now, the website, again, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and don't forget, you can give them a call to schedule a tour at one of their facilities by calling them at 800-659-2080. Want to start out at around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week? Well, that's what we're looking at, and you can make a lot more. naa.edu, and again, 800-659-2080. 2080. Well, the Pentagon is seeking to cut some F-35s and other equipment to pay for Trump's border wall. The Pentagon is seeking to direct some $3.8 billion, by the way, this will be the last time they do this, largely from its fiscal 2020 weapons procurement budget, in order to fund President Donald Trump's border wall. This according to a reprogramming request to Congress, which was obtained by Defense News and then released to us. Now, a federal judge ruled the Pentagon and Microsoft must temporarily suspend work on the Department of Defense's controversial Joint Enterprise Cloud Infrastructure contract while the court hears Amazon's challenge to the award decision. Now, remember, Microsoft and Amazon were the two that were going after this business that the government had with the cloud. And there's a lawsuit that ensued over how Microsoft didn't get the business and Amazon did. We'll have to wait and see what happens. More on that later. Now, the Senate approved a bipartisan measure limiting President Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. Just one little problem. It needs to get signed by the president. And most people don't think that he'll sign it, which means it'll come back for a veto over, for a veto override to see if they can do that. We don't know if they can. Now, U.S. Indo-Pacific Command's leader hopes the Philippine Security Pact can still be saved after the president of the Philippines, Mr. Duterte, said that he wants our military out. Now, the move by the Philippines to end the security pact that allowed U.S. troops to train in their country potentially challenged future American operations with Filipino forces, and we'll see how all of that plays out. In addition, Defense Secretary Mark Esper confirmed a U.S.-Taliban peace deal is on the table and that it hinges on a 7-day reduction in violence, a sign that all sides are closer than ever in ending the 18-year conflict, which is America's longest war. Good luck with that. Good luck with that, because the fighting continues and the bombing continues as well. Daily occurrence over there. Now, while the U.S. is worrying about China, Europe is staying focused on Russia. China and its increasingly sophisticated and far-flung military sit atop the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper's list of international security worries. But in Europe, the bigger concern is closer to home. It's Russia. And NATO and the European Union countries are taking a long look at that. In addition, in Syria's ravaged Idlib, Russian airstrikes are still occurring. They're still bombing in Idlib. You wouldn't think there'd be anything left to bomb there. Now, one take on Syria from the Washington Post is as follows. On the whole, the situation in Syria has stabilized considerably. Peaceful life is returning to the country. Its economy and social life are being restored. Really? Where are they living? Because it's really, really rough and tough in Idlib right now. Now, will this be the last year that the Pentagon pays for the border wall? Yes, because the Pentagon themselves has said they're not going to be transferring funds again next year to do anything regarding the border wall. And I believe them. I believe them. Now, the Army has got a war going on now with robots. I'll explain how battle bots are defining the future of ground combat, from pocket-sized drones to remote-controlled breaching vehicles. The Army is injecting robots all across formations right now as we speak. I'm not surprised to hear that. I'm surprised it's taken this long to do it. And the Army released its top 10 programs that it intends to cancel or reduce in fiscal 2021. Now, this accounts for about $1.13 billion of the $2.4 billion the service plans to shift to higher priority modernization efforts. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the Army wants to cancel $122 million in precision guidance upgrades for helicopter-launched rockets and cut $222 million in upgrades to the vulnerable M2 Bradley armored troop carrier. That could be a mistake. We'll see. To be determined is one way to put it. To be determined. And Navy sailors from a unit put together a patch that says make aircrew great again. Make aircrew great again. Now, a review conducted by the U.S. Navy found that the sailors violated Pentagon rules by wearing these make aircrew great again patches on their uniforms during President Donald Trump's visit to the USS Wasp last year. They're being reprimanded now, and they're being told that they can't have these patches on their uniforms. Oh, well, it is what it is. Hey, good morning. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, what's shaking, sir?
You got barely a minute, but go ahead.
Hey, Ryan. Yeah, this ties into my question is regarding, it's kind of rhetorical. People didn't want to go in 2013, and now people don't want to get out in 2020, and I find it kind of odd there. That red line should have been crossed a long time ago if we were going to commit, and I think we've lost the initiative, the battle space initiative on that, and we're working uphill. Second, General Michael T. Flynn. People can go out and support Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, for his legal fees by purchasing his book, The Field of Fight, on just about any website other than Amazon.com. And that's $50. It can be signed by him. All proceeds go to his defense fund at ctmstore.com. Thanks, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Right. Thank you. Yep. And that's Eric, and we appreciate him very much. And we appreciate you. And we're going to take a second look at the Highway and Byway Report right now after we come back from this break. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming up, Denise Simon, after we look at the roads.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number two in our number two of the program, and we're going to rock.
That's Deep Purple. Highway Star. And that one's, golly, that's got to be 40 years old, maybe 50 years old right now. But anyway, that's a little nostalgia there. This is the kind of toe-tapping music that kept people awake on the highway years ago. And we've got other things that we play in there, too, but I just thought tonight we'd play a little Deep Purple since I got a request for it. And that goes out to Trucker Eric, who's out there somewhere out west tonight. Now, here we go. The Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. When you see them, pull on in, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free cup of coffee. Now, a couple of Pacific storms will push into the northwest through this weekend, and it'll have rain at the lower levels and heavy mountain snow extending into the northern and central Rockies all weekend long. So it'll be an interesting drive out there if you're going west of Denver or west of Omaha or west of Bismarck or Fargo. It's going to be an interesting weekend. Now, that's all I can tell you, and I'll get to that in a minute. Now, the first of these Pacific storms will move quickly east across into the plains and then to New England late Sunday into Tuesday. Heavy rain will be possible across the Tennessee Valley with snow in the northern plains all the way to New England. Some snow is starting in right now along the Great Lakes, so that's the key to what's going to be going on here lately. Now, let's go right out to the northwest right now, because out there in Washington State and Oregon, you've got snow from the British Columbia border right straight down through Snoqualmie all the way down into Oregon and all the way down to the California straight line tonight and all those higher elevations just east of I-5. So that's a given. Now, up in Montana, 4th of July, snow tonight, just a general snow. I don't see any reference to needing chains, to having a chain to go over the top, but just a general snow. In the meantime, cabbage and the Cascades and back towards Boise, Mountain Home in particular, and coming down off the rock down into the higher elevation areas along the Hood River Basin down there, you are going to have some snow, and it'll be around, so don't worry about that. Just know that it's going to be there. In Nevada, from Battle Mountain all the way over to Wendover, you've got snow on and off tonight, just a general snow. You've got a winter storm watch right now in the western part of Wyoming, and a winter storm warning in the northeastern and southeastern corner of Idaho. So that's Idaho Falls and Montpelier. If you're coming up 30 off from Little America down there in Wyoming, you could be running into some weather going up 30, so be advised of that. Now, tonight in Colorado, you have some snow starting west of Denver and north of I-25 all the way up to Wyoming in the higher elevations, so be advised of that. You have a winter storm watch in a couple of areas where things could change quickly. In addition, we've got some winds tonight out to the east of Denver along I-76 headed towards Nebraska. Nothing going on that way yet, but could be. And up along the Great Lakes, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, you've got wind up there. You've got some snow starting in because of the direction of the wind along some of the areas there right now. And where it's not snowing, it's raining, for example, in the southwestern corner of Michigan tonight. We have some rain, but that's going to change as the weather comes across. And then in the Mississippi River Basin from Kentucky, western Kentucky, western Tennessee, western Mississippi, you've got some rain right there and some fog down along the Gulf tonight in parts of Mississippi, parts of Florida, some fog over in the western and eastern part of Florida tonight, too. Patchy fog is what we'll call that because that's what it is. So that's what you got right now in the way of weather out there for the truckers to contend with tonight. And again, those storms will be moving across from west to east, so you'll have that to contend with. Now, check out the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you and take advantage of that free cup of coffee right now, because they'll definitely take care of you and tell them tell them the captain sent you. That's kind of contingent to everything. That's your secret password. How's that? All right, let's go over to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We got a lot of things going on here, and this Michael Flynn case is fascinating because Sidney Powell was on TV again tonight, and we were given wind of this in her conversation that she had with us at our group a couple nights ago, that there was something going to be coming down soon. It was an ever-changing situation with Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, and son of a gun if it didn't happen yesterday.
Yeah, apparently we're going to assign a special prosecutor or an outside prosecutor to examine the file.
Right.
Okay, I'm not sure why we're doing that. I think that what Sidney Powell has already exposed is what a prosecutor would have found in reviewing the file. So I'm not sure I understand this tactic.
Well, I think they're looking for irregularities that could result in charges against individuals that might have done it intentionally. I think that's where this is going. That's what we were led to believe.
Which I think that she's already pinpointed. If you read any of her filings,
mm-hmm.
I think the last three filings, she's identified those. Succinctly, she's identified those.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that she wants that she can't seem to get is the missing 302.
Right.
So I think that's a problem that deals with the Department of Justice in getting the 302s out of the FBI database. But
right.
Beyond that, I think that she's done remarkable work here, and she's identified the quote unquote irregularities. So, I think we're almost prolonging the agonies here.
Well, the move is to either get the charges dropped altogether, which could be done based on these irregularities, is certainly to I guess they could do it. They could have a new trial, although that was not her main goal. Her main goal was to get the charges dropped against General Flynn.
Well, she filed for that, though.
Yes.
So I don't understand why we need somebody else to take a look at it. I mean, it's remarkable to me. I mean, she's a officer of the court as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, I would challenge the judge to do this, and I don't know. We're just, I think it prolonging the mess.
Eric is saying people need to be indicted and arrested and go to jail for this malarkey going on with a myriad of people, to include General Flynn and Roger Stone, in his humble opinion. Okay, got that. All right, hold that thought. Folks, will be right back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get to identify themselves and pay some of their own bills. And we'll be back with more with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hope you're having a great weekend. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.